Yeah, thank you very much, Roel, for that update. So we're all good to go. So you know what's at stake. And thank you very much for that brief introduction. And let's now turn to agenda item one, which is, of course, the adoption of the agenda set before us. So I would like to see if anybody wants to make any additions to the agenda at this moment in time. Seeing no reactions, then I think we're good to go. And I can consider our agenda adopted. Thank you very much. So before moving on with the next agenda item for this morning, let me reiterate how I propose, or how we propose, to go about adopting the final list of decisions of the working party. Of course, this is also quite relevant. As agreed with the secretariat, like our practice from last year, I would like to, I would want to proceed as follows. So there will be a draft list of decisions shared with you by email towards Friday morning. This draft list will be proposed by me as the chair and the secretariat and will reflect the actual discussions and deliberations that we had throughout the entire session for the full 3 days. And during the final part of the agenda, which will be on Friday, for about in the afternoon onwards, a list of draft decisions will be projected on the screen and will be discussed one by one. Now, all the suggestions and proposals will, of course, be considered and discussed. The working party is scheduled to conclude Friday by 6 o'clock, around that time. Now, having said all of this, I think it's also very much welcomed by us to have any advanced proposals that you might may have by delegations for consideration and possible inclusion in the draft list ahead of its distribution on Wednesday. So just let me know, and also the secretariat, if you have any wishes for that. Now, the vice chair will take over from me on Friday, Mr. Burak Aykan from Turkey, as I will be unable to join you on Friday because of personal circumstances. Thank you all very much for your support and cooperation on this point. Now, having said all of this, I would like to proceed with agenda item 3A, the development of transport networks and or links, and more in particular, Eurasian transport links. And under this agenda item, I would like to brief you on progress made in the framework of the UNECE ECHO Coordination Committee on Trans-Caspian, Almaty, Tehran, Istanbul corridors. And I think we have the PowerPoint, eh? Now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Allah. Yeah. And I will say goodbye to you, Dimitri. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Yeah. Okay. So I do this first. Yeah. Okay, allow me to start first and give you a short presentation on main achievements so far. And I think it's very important to just have a quick reminder of the mandate that we have, because it's such special work that we're undertaking. So just bear with me, because I will refer back to the mandate as we have it. At the 35th annual session of the Working Party on Transport, Trends and Economics, September 2022, participating railway companies and custom administrations from Azerbaijan, Georgia, Islamic Republic of Iran, Turkey, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan requested the establishment of a coordinating committee that would gather periodically in the format of an informal group of friends of the WP5 chair, co-facilitated by the ECE and ECHO secretariats. In the meantime, Turkmenistan and Kyrgyz Republic have joined as well, for and in benefit of all countries in the region. Now, WP5 welcomed this initiative and requested the countries concerned and the secretary to prepare an update report ahead of its annual sessions for the coming years. So it's good to sort of reflect on that mandate that you all have it there. And then, Roel, I would like to give you the floor.
Yes, thank you very much, Madam Chair. And